What do you propose that the others haven't? In 5, 4, 3. I'm proposing a new way of dealing with the smoke, fire and fume scenario. We have a very small amount of time to take action in a smoke event. You can't troubleshoot smoke when the cabin is full of it. I'm suggesting we turn things around with a different concept of checklist. In effect, do the smoke removal first and make the aeroplane safe. Afterwards, systems restore after troubleshooting. At the first sign of smoke, we turn off the air conditioning packs and maybe even the main electrical buses. Then reintroduce systems one at a time when we are ready to find the offender. Eventually, almost everything is turned back on, but only when we know the systems are safe. The byproduct is that the aircraft cabin altitude will have risen a few thousand feet, which means that if we have to do a rapid descent, we can achieve depressurization faster. Depressurization to clear the smoke and emit fresh air is achieved when the cabin altitude is the same as the outside altitude. By raising the cabin altitude from, say, 6,000 feet to 9,000 or 10,000 feet during 6 minutes of troubleshooting means that if we have to do a rapid descent, we can achieve depressurization at 9,000 or 10,000 feet, maybe a minute earlier.